Before we get started with this episode, I wanted to let you know that May is Mental Health Awareness Month. In honor of this, I'm making my signature course, Resiliency Sprint, 50% off just for podcast listeners. You also get lifetime access to CBT Family Toolbox, over 100 activities, resources, and ideas to bring cognitive behavioral tools to your family. Head to childanxietysupport.com/resiliencysprint to learn all about this foundational course. And when you sign up, use code PODCAST to get 50% off both the coached and uncoached versions. This offer is only good till May 31st, so make sure you sign up now. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Child Anxiety FAQ podcast. FAQ stands for Frequently Asked Questions, and I'll be answering your questions about child and teen anxiety. My name is Dawn Friedman, and I've been working with kids and families for more than 30 years. Now I run Child Anxiety Support, a membership program for parents of anxious kids and teens. Let's get started. The question that showed up in my inbox this week is, do you recommend any supplements for anxiety in children? The author of the question goes on to say, also, is there a relationship between vitamin D and anxiety? I have read too little and too much vitamin D can make anxiety worse. Well, first off, I cannot make any recommendations about supplements because that's out of my scope. My master's is in clinical mental health, and I don't have any additional training in nutrition. So if I was to give you any nutritional advice, that wouldn't be ethical. I just don't have the background. That said, I can report what studies have said, and for this, I'm relying on a lit review published in Nutrients, which is an academic journal, in March 2021. The title of this lit review, and I'll make sure to post a link to it in the show notes as well, is The Influence of Vitamin D Intake and Status on Mental Health in Children, a Systematic Review. Their findings were that the studies, and I quote, supported potential positive influence of vitamin D on mental health in children. They go on to recommend, and again, I quote, vitamin D intake within a properly balanced diet or as a supplementation, except for safe sun exposure, should be indicated as an element supporting mental health in children. I couldn't find any research specifically about having too much vitamin D and how that might relate to child anxiety. A Google search on the popular web brought up results, but I don't necessarily trust those. There was nothing I could find in the scientific literature. It doesn't mean it's not there. It just means I wasn't able to find it. So that doesn't mean it's not an issue. And I would say your best bet is to talk to your child's healthcare provider to get a better understanding of how to know what's right for your child, or to get a referral to an appropriate dietitian. My take on this overall is that good nutrition is good for our mental health, but it's not a cure-all, and more does not mean better. In other words, when we're looking at our anxious child's functioning, we can look at basic nutrition, sleep, physical exercise as part of the big picture, and we should be looking at those things. We know, for example, that anxiety gets worse without sleep, and we know that physical exercise can alleviate some of its symptoms. But as the study says, this is an element supporting mental health. In other words, we can't focus only on the physical health and ignore the mental health, and vice versa. Our physical and mental functioning are tied together for sure. And sometimes it's kind of a chicken and egg sort of thing. I work with a lot of families whose children have gastric issues like celiac or IBS, and it can be difficult to tease out which came first. Did the gastric issues contribute to the anxiety? Because our gut is very tuned into our thinking. Lots of us call the stomach our second brain. If you have an upset tummy, you may interpret that as anxiety, even though it might be caused by something you ate. On the other hand, anxiety can also cause upset tummies. It's one of the most common symptoms of child anxiety. And this is why it's so important to get a medical workup for your child when they're dealing with anxiety. You need to get clear. Are there gut issues that need to be addressed medically? Do their headaches need to be addressed with, say, getting a prescription for glasses? We need to address those things before we address the anxiety, or as we're addressing the anxiety, because if our child continues to get headaches or stomach aches that are caused by physical issues, then anxiety treatment is not going to help that. If they have anxiety and we only treat them physically, then we're missing the opportunity to address the mental health issues of anxiety. So vitamin D might be part of the picture. And I'd say, considering this lit review, it is definitely a good idea to talk to your child's healthcare provider to get more information, whether that's about how to test their levels, whether or not supplementation is necessary. I wouldn't just start supplementing and assume all is well. I think that we need partners in the care of our kids to help us figure out which things we need to pay attention to and which things we don't. Our kids are all unique. Now, as I said, my master's is in clinical mental health counseling. Obviously, I work through that lens. That's my bias, but also that's what the research says. A two-pronged approach, taking good care of our bodies and also working on our minds, is our best bet. What this means is that even if there are physical issues present that we need to address, we also need to work on our mental functioning, right? I mean, that just makes sense. Anxiety can become something of a habit. And that's not to say that it's a habit like smoking or biting your nails. It's more a habit of thinking and processing. If we have a child who has gut issues and they develop anxiety, either due to those gut issues or due to something else that is exacerbated by the gut issues, or whose gut issues are caused by anxiety, if we take care of their belly, we still need to take care of their mind and vice versa, right? Like, I hope I'm being really clear about that. Because even when their belly feels better, they have learned to expect the world to be anxiety producing. So if vitamin D supplementing does make sense, we can't just supplement with a vitamin D and say, hey, all is good now. The vitamin D supplementation may be important to our child's functioning, but we also need to work on the other kinds of learning, the cognitive behavioral tools, learning to cope. And of course, as you know, if you're a listener to this podcast, we need to address the patterns in families that perpetuate anxiety. Our children who are anxious get used to feeling uneasy in the world, of expecting that stomach ache, of expecting the social anxiety that can come when you might have to run to the bathroom, of associating certain public spaces with nervous feelings. These can all happen if you have stomach aches or if you have other physical symptoms of anxiety. And we'll need to start working on that. It takes practice and it takes exposures. Also, if we are used to parenting our anxious child in a particular way, we're going to need to unlearn that in order to address the anxiety. So the next question you might have is, where do I start? Where do I begin? What do I do first? And I'd say start wherever feels most available to you. If your child is due for a well child visit soon, it's easy enough to talk to their provider then. Get some ideas about whether or not your child does need a workup, does need to talk about vitamin supplement, does need a referral to the eye doctor, or if you're going to have to wait a bit to get in there, if you're not going to be in there for a few months, you can start working on the education and coping piece. You can't get it wrong as long as you're moving forward and starting somewhere and open to finding answers where you find them. And again, I would say to have a big picture approach. So if you start with maybe you join my program, that doesn't mean you shouldn't talk to your healthcare provider, right? You can do both. You don't need to do both all at once. Just do whichever is easiest for you right now and make sure that you make time for the other one at some point. There is no silver bullet for anxiety. Sometimes I'll see folks on social media saying, do this one thing, get this one treatment, learn this one technique, and that'll cure anxiety. But that's not been my experience and observation in working with hundreds of families. Anxiety is more complicated than that. There are things you can do to support growth and coping, but there is an element of learning ongoing that is unavoidable. Here's a metaphor that might help explain this. Let's say I have a penchant for bad boys. I'm basing this on my young adult self who had terrible, terrible taste in boyfriends. I thought the problem was that I kept dating not great guys. But actually, the problem was that I kept choosing to date not great guys. I mean, that's not saying I deserved poor treatment, of course not, or that I was causing it, again, absolutely not. But until I did the work I needed to do with, as it turns out, a really wonderful therapist, I kept dating rotten guys. My assumption was that the rotten guys were the problem, that if I eliminate these rotten guys and find a good one, then everything would just be fine, because I didn't realize the problem was actually with me. And in fact, when I did meet a nice guy, I didn't know what to do with them, and I ended up dumping them. I needed to learn more about healthy relationships, about setting boundaries. I needed to work on my self-concept as someone who deserved to be well cared for. And that's how anxiety is too. I can have enough vitamin D in my body. I can be physically centered and calm. I can be exercising and getting enough sleep, and that's all wonderful, and it'll definitely help, but I still need to work on my thinking. And sometimes in working on my thinking, that will help me access tools like getting a good night's sleep and hitting the gym on the regular. So do you see that you can start anywhere as long as you start, and as long as you understand that there is a whole lot of work to do? There's a lot of different things to do. It doesn't mean you have to get it perfect. It doesn't mean you're ever going to reach some point where you say, there, I'm finished. I am a perfect human being. I never need to do any work anymore. No, of course not. Learning is ongoing. And that's part of what we want to teach our children too, that they are human beings who will continue to evolve and change. And you know, I'll add here that a lot of kids, I know I thought this, thought they'd become a grown-up and then they'd be finished, it'd all be easy. So let them know, no, grown-ups are growing too, actually. We all grow forever. We just don't grow quite as obviously as children do. In any case, I love when parents are open to a multi-prong approach like this, so I am so glad that this person asked the question. It gave us a chance to talk more about it, and it gave me the chance to do the research, which I always appreciate. I wanted to give you a reminder too that April 3rd will be starting the spring cohort. If you're listening to this after April 2023, please know that the Child Anxiety Support Program is always open. And I tag the recorded live events so that you can find the topics you're most interested in and revisit them whenever it is you join. But if it's before April 2023 or during, I'd love for you to join the site and come along as we go through the program together. If you have questions, please reach out to me. You can head to my site at childanxietysupport.com and send me a message through there. You can schedule a quick consult with me too, or just join the site. You get 30 days free to try it out, so you have nothing to lose except the grip that anxiety has on your family. Thanks for tuning in this week. And if you have a question you'd like me to address on the show, you can reach out to me by going to childanxietysupport.com and submitting a question there. You can also check out the program while you're there. And if you'd like to learn more about whether or not it would be a good fit for your family, feel free to reach out for a quick consult call. Thanks so much, and I'll see you next week.